Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes. Beef buzzing with you today, talking stocker cattle health with Dr. Mark Speier of Merck Animal Health. We're back with Mark in just a moment. Indestructible, the hay conservers bale feeders from Go Bob Pipe and Steel. Bob Studebaker tells us stop wasting time and money on those cheap ring feeders.
We have probably one of the most expensive hay feeders on the market, but we have a 10-year guarantee on it. I've never heard anybody give a 5-minute guarantee on their hay feeder. But and most hay feeders that you go down to the feed store and get, 2 or 3 years, if you're lucky, is what you'll get out of them. I guarantee 10 years, most likely. If you're just halfway decent with it, it's going to last, you'll be passing it on. So how cheap is it? Do you buy a feeder that's a few dollars cheaper and replace it every 2-3 years? Or do you buy a feeder that's you never have to replace?
Go Bob Pipe and Steel's got flatbed trailers, fencing, and you can build your dream corral online at GoBobPipe.com. Call them 877-851-2365. Go Bob Pipe and Steel. Veterinarian Dr. Mark Speier is a former staffer at Kansas State University, now in the industry working for Merck Animal Health, and talking at the recent Kansas State Stocker Day, talking about the issues of receiving stocker cattle and making sure that you keep them in top-notch health. He says there are some real factors out there, moving parts, if you please, in regards to receiving stocker cattle, keeping them healthy, that have changed over the last few years.
Oh, we have. We've seen probably 5 major areas. One is weather. The drought has really impacted cattle and the quality of cattle we get, so that in turn affects how we receive cattle, what type of program we have set up. The bugs are changing. We know that what we considered pathogens that we could control very easily, we're finding now it's much more difficult to control them because they're growing different and they're more aggressive than what we've seen in the past. The parasites that we've seen normally taken care of by our injectables and our pour-on dewormers, now we don't see them as effective as what we have in the past. The other part of it is that we're learning more about our vaccines, and that's become a major thing, that our vaccines can end up causing problems. While we're trying to prevent disease with them, we can actually end up causing problems by creating what we call random inflammation. And then the last part is how we manage cattle before we ship them all the way through to that first couple of weeks after we receive them, and how we manage them, the type of diets we put on, how we handle those cattle. The weather obviously is going to have some impact on that, but all the package makes it more difficult for us to receive cattle now than 5 years ago.
Now, zeroing in on one of those areas that's a real challenge here in 2013 compared to just the last few years, parasite issues.
We at Merck have run a program all across the United States where we go in and collect fecal samples and look for parasite eggs in those samples before animals are dewormed. And then 2 weeks later, we go in and collect a number of samples, 20 is the number that we use, and check those samples. And what we found is in operations that have been using the pour-on dewormers, those products aren't working as effectively as they were 5 years ago, 10 years ago. The same thing on the injectable avermectin dewormers, that we're seeing that those aren't working as efficiently as we have seen. Because of that, that impacts performance on those animals. It impacts their disease readiness, the ability to fight off diseases. But it also affects on how often we may have to deworm those animals again, because if we didn't clean the worms out, we're contaminating the pastures and we're starting the whole cycle over again.
Talking parasites with Dr. Mark Speier of Merck Animal Health. Switching gears with Dr. Speier and talking now about antibiotics. For the last several years, animal agriculture has been under the microscope when it comes to the usage of antibiotics, especially in production practices to try to aid the efficiency of production. When it comes to the health of an animal, there's less controversy, but still a lot of concern about antibiotics that might be used for humans being used also for animal agriculture. Dr. Mark Speier is with Merck Animal Health. He gives us a little bit of an overview of where we are right now on the usage of antibiotics in animal agriculture and some of the challenges that are there right now, as well as some of the challenges that are out there to come for the beef cattle industry.
Being a minimalist is a good thing. So try and use as little products as we possibly can. But the other part of that is the fact that we're seeing a population of resistant bugs out there, and it appears to be rising year after year. Now, what the science hasn't shown us is that the result of drug use, where we're creating them or whether we're basically selecting for them. And what it looks like is that the susceptible organisms respond to the antibiotics, and they're killed off, and we leave a population of resistant ones there. That is where we have to have good management take place, because if we have a population of resistant bugs, and right now we're seeing it in about 4% of the cattle, that we'll have bugs that are resistant to three or more drugs in them, and commonly used drugs. If that's the case, we have to manage those cattle to keep those populations of bugs low until an animal's immune system allows it to kill them off and respond to them.
Best management practices are real key, according to Dr. Spire.
The short part of it is don't put additional stressors on cattle. And the simplest part of additional stressors is selecting the right vaccines that aren't inflammatory, not mixing sets of cattle with established sets of cattle, not bringing cattle out of the pens to weigh them or revac them a week to 10 days afterwards. Looking at the diet, there's certain diets that are more inflammatory than other diets. Looking at our trace minerals on there on proper supplementation of those. All these things add up to a nice, healthy immune system in a calf, and they'll fight off about any bug around.
Dr. Spire says there is one practice out there that stocker cattle operators utilize that's very effective, but is being reconsidered in light of the antibiotic issue.
Metaphylaxis, and that's the use of an antibiotic at arrival in a set of calves that are at high risk of developing disease. We know that it'll cut down on the number of sick calves, it'll cut down on the number of deads, it'll improve performance in those animals because they have overall better health.
However, studies have shown that up to one-third of those cattle really don't need that shot to be able to stay healthy. The key is to try to identify those cattle that don't need the antibiotic, and then you're able to cut down on antibiotic use overall in your cattle herd. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron. It's another superior chance to buy some great cattle this Friday, October 11th, Superior Video Livestock Auction, with 20,000 head of cattle selling, including about 4,500 yearling steers, 3,800 yearling heifers, 7,300 weaned calves, and 3,500 calves on cows. This Friday, 8 a.m. Central Time is the start. Dish Network Satellite 231, DirecTV Channel 345, and SuperiorClickToBid.com. For more information, call Superior, 800-422-2117, Superior Video Livestock. That's your Beef Buzz, Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network.